Hello, this is Roy Lilly. You know, the fact that no one ever learns the lessons of history is in itself the principal lesson of history. Look, it's complicated. History is what happens in the next 10 minutes. And history is almost always a catalogue of stuff we wish hadn't happened, but we plough on and do it again and again. And why do we do that? It's so stupid. In his book, Perception and Misperception in International Relations, Robert Jervis, and I linked to his book in the e-letter this morning, Robert Jervis says, "I'll see it when I believe it." That's a great phrase, isn't it? I'll see it when I believe it. And introduces us to the concept of evoke, the tendency to see what we want to see. Watch as Labour tries to develop health policies, moving services out of hospital into primary care. Umpteen times it's been tried, umpteen times it's failed. The lessons of history are clear. It doesn't work. And I linked to a very interesting academic piece of work this morning in the e-letter. It's expensive because secondary care loses the advantage of cross-subsidy and specialties. There are few material clinical gains. The primary care estate is unsuitable. The IT won't support it. Consultants can't be in two places at once. And there is a critical workforce issue. Some of us can see that. But then there is evoke, a tendency to see what we want to see. If we only see primary care as close to the patient, and if patient convenience is the single driving factor, we'll go for it. But bring money and bring a fork and a napkin to eat the humble pie when once again it fails. There's another factor, emotional indulgence. It's ego, really. Leaders have a particular view and followers indulge them. It's egotistical to believe that Tesco and Sainsbury and all the rest who centre their excellence in huge supermarkets and help people to visit them are wrong. Wrong about economies of scale, wrong about shopping experiences, wrong about coalescing excellence, wrong about workplaces, wrong about access. They're not wrong. And if they were, they'd change it like a shot. Yep, health, I know, is not a supermarket, but balance sheets, running costs and workforce speak a universal language. The Cochrane Review suggests that too often integration is seen as a quick and safe solution leading to no or inadequate change. The idea that primary care can do what hospitals do is bonkers, but we have leaders who believe it. We indulge them when we really should challenge them. Followership is as important as leadership, especially to leaders. The real solution to our present problems will probably be to double, if not triple, the number of community nurses and health visitors. Learning the lessons of history invites us to follow the standard rules of evidence, evaluate information without bias, credit the achievements of others, and avoid their mistakes. We don't do it. We struggle on with our egos and two-dimensional visions. And all of this is crystal clear in a new book called My Asylum Days, and I linked to it this morning in the e-letter, by Peter Carter. Peter Carter started his career in the NHS in 1968, training to be a psychiatric nurse, through a 50-year career path to chief executive of one of our largest mental health hospitals, and later as interim chair of hospitals, advisor, commentator, and now author. Peter is a friend. We share mutual despair at the state of English cricket, so for me to review his book unkindly is impossible. But I do have a criticism. It's not long enough. I wanted more. More anecdotes, more observations, more wise warnings, and more from a personal history that's laid out on the page for us all to learn from. Peter talks with love about the desperately sick patients he's encountered, the support of colleagues, and the awful state of some mental health services then and alas now. This is a history book, a personal record, a management treatise, and a catalogue of lessons there to be learned, all there for the asking. If this book was anything but a book, it would be a Swiss Army knife, the Leatherman multi-tool of life, living and loving what you do. The stories are parables. The hermit, the Chinese meal, the tale of the boarded up window and rats under the floorboards. the reckless optimism of care in the community, turnaround tactics and change management, they're all there. So if you're inclined to break the mold and learn from history, this is a book for you. I enthusiastically recommend it. So get Carter. Thanks for listening. This has been Roy Lilly, and I hope we'll speak again real soon. Bye bye now.